friends, we are in the third shir on the shtickel in the Sefer Torah Or of the Alter Rebbe. Dibor Maschil Vayomer Moshe Echlu Hayom. And we've already learned Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, the Pnimius Taras Hashem. And now we will continue. We'd like to understand what's the kesher in the Torah between Torah and man, that the man is given the man and aseno hayelich b'sarasi imlo. So writes the Rebbe, achine yesh beiz mine achilos. There are two types of eating, shel chol v'shel shabbos. Tzadik oichel v'soy b'nafsho. Uvetin Rishayim Techsar. We learned it in the earlier shir that tefillah is like achila. Right? That part of tefillah is that you want to absorb things, is the food you absorb, and then part of it is nitches, to push away, that you should push away the ras, lachlanu, hashivenu, etc. There are two types of achilas. There's a weekday tikka achila and a Shabbos tikka achila. And therefore, since tefillah is analogous to achila, so now there are going to be two types of bechinas of tefillah that are analogous to achila: Shabbos tikka davening and a weekday tikka davening. And on these two achilos, Shabbos tikka and weekday, it says tzadik ochel lesova nafsho, ubeten rishayim techzer. A tzadik eats to his satisfaction, and the stomach of Rishayim is lacking. Tzadik ochel lesova nafsho is achilas Shabbos. Beten Rishayim techzar is achilas yamos hachol. So in order to understand this, we have to be makdim. Physical food is, as is known from the Tanya in the 7th perek, Bevchinas klipas noga, meaning it is a mixture of good and of bad. And a person has the koach to be mevarer the good from the bad by eating l'shem shamayim. It's incredible. So that's all as the food comes down here. That here on earth, the person is higher than the food, and he could be mevarer the tov from the ra of the food. However, it's known that b'shorash ha'inyanim, a maichel, food, has a much higher root than man. And that's why, that's the pnimistic reason why you get chiyus from food. Because it's higher than man in its source. The root of man is in the olam ha'tikun, whereas food is rooted in the olam hatohu. However, as things developed down here on earth, dafka, food, which is rooted in olam hatohu, went very low and got mixed in good and bad. Machal shesharsho ba'olam hatohu, that's the world that it came from, and man's from the world of tikkun, it's known Kabbalah, that tohu is higher than tikkun. Tikkun is good, it's fixed, but tohu is higher, and tohu has a lot of potential. If Cook talks about the neshamas from the olam hatohu. When it comes down here, food, which is from the olam hatohu, came very low, and now it's mu'ur of tovara. And that's the difference between eating during the week and eating on Shabbos. That during the week, a person is higher than the food that fell down, and he could be mevarer the food. But on Shabbos, the food, as it is mitzad atzmo b'shar shabol amatohu, on Shabbos, the food is at its root. And memela adrav, you don't have to mevarer the food on Shabbos. Borer is usher on Shabbos. In Ruchnias and Gashmias, you don't have to do borer in Ruchnias, and it's usher in Gashmias. And a person can be elevated by eating and being mekabel from the high root of the food. So explains Rabbeinu, ki achilos shel chol Ulios Beirur. Uvetin Rishaim Techsar. The eatings of the weekday is to make a Beirur. Betin Rishaim Techsar. Uvichachma Isbiriru. Which is a line from the Zohar in Chelek Beis, Reish Nandalet Amid Beis. It's Misbarer with Chachma. Betin Rishayim Techsar means that the stomach of Rishayim is lacking. Kiliyos min ha-machal nasa dam hua nefesh. Ubekorch ze misbalbenis sham-machal shayatachas mimshelas asar nishapich. Lachen yesh po psolas. Every gashmiistika thing is composed of good, which is the Nitzot Ha'eloki, the godly spark that gives it a chiyus and a kiyum. And then there's the Chelek Hara, and that's the Gashmias Hadavar Bifnei Atzma. B'tochan Ha'avodah Shel Ha'achila B'imos Ha'chol is to be Mevarer, the Tov, from the Ra. How do you do that? Aydein HaChachma. Because Chachma is Koach Ma, which is Bittel. What power do I have? That's Bittel. Chachma is Osios Koach Ma. And that bittul makes this beirur between tov and ra. In other words, on a very simple level for us, you eat the food with the intention to serve Hashem bikoach that eating. And through this, a person is mevarer, and he's mavdil bein achelek hatov vihara. And he's mala, the godly spark, to be included lemala be'elokus. And that's the Tochen HaPnimi of the Pasuk. Uvetin Rishayim Techsar. In other words, the avod of man, when he eats during the week, is to take out the godly spark from the food and to leave the Chelek Hara, the Betin Rishayim, without the Or Eloki, the Techsar. In other words, you separate the Or Eloki, you separate the Nitzitz Eloki, the godly spark, from the Gashmias. And therefore the Betin Rishayim, the stomach of the Rasha, the evil, the Ra, is Techsar, is lacking because it doesn't have the Chelek HaTov anymore. And that's because during the week, Meichel is tachas memshelas asarim. The food is under the rulership of the ministers in Shemayim. And it has psoles. And memela yesh tzorech levaruro. Ve'achilas Shabbos l'seiva nafshai. Ve'karasa l'shabbos onek. Az tisaneg al Hashem, doi sudusa de sudasa datika kadisha, ve'ein nimshach bo psolas klal, ve'ein od sarach beirur. So the eating of Shabbos is l'sova nafsha. It says v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, az tisaneg al Hashem. That's the oneg, that's the sova. And Shabbos, you're satisfied, that's the suuda of atika kadisha. As the Zohar talks about in Chelek Beis, Peches Amit Beis. And there's no psolos at all. And it doesn't require a Beir Shabbos, the food is elevated. In other words, in Ruchnius, during the week, your food has good and bad. You have to mevara the good from the bad. You have to have kavana, which you're going to be eating L'Shem Shamayim, in order that you should be able to serve Hashem. Not for the taste, not for the pleasure, not for the whatever else, whatever other reasons, motivations a person has for eating, to pass the time, he's bored, but rather to serve Hashem. And Shabbos, the food has no psolos. So by eating L'Shem Shemayim during the week, you're mevara the good from the bad and the food and the ruchnis. And Shabbos, it's all good, food is all good. And based on this biur, v'achilo Shabbos, v'achilo schol, we can understand the two bechinas of avodas ha-tfil, tfil schol, tfil Shabbos. Because tefillah is called achila shalamala. We spoke about achalti yarim divshi earlier on. This notion that yari is the bracha of yotzer or, And Divshi is Kriyashma. Because Birchas Yotzer Or, we see the Avod of the Malachim, or called in Kabbalah Atzi Ayar. And Kriyashma, you come to Ahavas Hashem. Then you want to get to the point of Lishtava B'gufa de Malka. So that's the Achalti Yarim Divshi. And therefore, just like there's a difference between Achilas Adam on weekday and Achilas Adam on Shabbos, during the week it's Berurim, and on Shabbos it's Bechinas Oz Tisanag, so we can also understand in Shamayim what's going on when we daven. The difference between our weekday davening and our Shabbos davening. V'kach yesh hefresh ben tefilas chol shu Bechinas Beru v'kanal. So we learned earlier that part of the avodah of tefillah is to be misalik the rab, the nefesh ha-behemis. But on Shabbos there is no such avodah, because on Shabbos all the olamas are elevated, and the male of the ikar avodah just is aneg al Hashem. That's the tefillah of Shabbos. It's called tefillah, chol tefillah Shabbos. During the week, the inyan of tefillah is ben ayeter l'salik as hara, to remove the evil from the nefesh ha-behemis. And Shabbos l'sanei gal Hashem, ki inyan Shabbos kivo Shabbos, k'mo shalom shenoch mimalachto shechozer asechel l'makoro. Shebishas melacha ayasechel torad bimalachto, v'achakach kishenoch chozer, v'achakach siv Shabbos l'Hashem. So, the inyan of Shabbos is that a person rests, like a person who rests from his work, and then the seichel goes back to its source. He's not busy with putting his seichel in the malacha anymore. Shas amalacha is seichel was tarud b'malacha, and then afterwards he rests, and the seichel goes back to the source, and therefore it says Shabbos l'Hashem. So we have our avoda during the week of our seichel is in our avoda, of in our malacha and our work, and then on Shabbos it goes back to Shemayim, it goes back to the source. And so to the union of Shvisa l'Malo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was resting k'viyachol. During the week, Hashem Kaviyachol is married, his chiyus to this world. And then on Shabbos, the chiyus goes back to the source. Ki b'chinas havaya, shu b'tzeis chamisayir, lios me'ayin yesh, hine b'shabbos chozer l'makara, az tisaneg al havaya, l'mal b'chinas havaya on Shabbos, shem havaya, that's mahava the world, me'ayin liyesh, is miskal olam derech Cyrus that we spoke about earlier. So that's during the week, it's miskal derech Cyrus, that it's not the, right, the Cyrus or Yonek, from the mochin, but it's not actually the moch, that's why it doesn't hurt when you get a haircut. So in the same way, that's the Cyrus, that's this world is the Cyrus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzem himself in this world, Mr. Sanega, but comes Shabbos, and it goes back to the source, the world goes back to the source, as the Sanega l'Havaya, this Mahave, we're Mitzaneg, it's going back to Havaya, to the source above. And therefore, during the week, we have a Beirur, Nefesh HaBehemis, and Shabbos is not necessary, and Shabbos is all good. That's why it means Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos is all good. Before Rosh Hashanah, Kohen Tzitzis, God love, and Sham Damad Deyad, Sham are going down. So on Shabbos, there's no Slach Lanu, because there's no Beirur. So Vikar Avodah Sadim Mos HaChol is a Skafya, to be Megarim, Mevarish, the Rav, the Nefesh HaBehemis. And then you can be Mamshich, the Oisei Satorim, Elamal Elamat, as we spoke about at length in the previous Shi'urim. And the Tefillah on Shabbos, the Mashmos is different. That the Iker Inyan of Shabbos and Tefillah Shabbos is L'saneg al Hashem, that everything should go back to the source. And that's going to explain why the Man didn't fall on Shabbos. That's really where we start, isn't it? Why did the Man not fall on Shabbos? V'hine Elios b'chino se'el b'chol b'Shabbos hu ha'yidei ha'man. In order there should be these bechinas avodus yimal sechol, to be mevar dvar magashmi lamala lamata lamala, and the avod of Shabbos lachsas benom Hashem betfilosu bachiloso. That's like the bechinas haman. In order to do these two avodus, a person needs an asinas koch malamala meitz Hashem. Because both in order to fight with the nefesh habemis and to raise it above, and also that a person agashmi amugbal should be able lachsas benom Hashem of Shabbos, which is an oineg b'ligvul mamish. So he needs this nesinas koach, he needs a special nesinas koach from above. And this koach was given to Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar of the Achilas Man. And this koach is nimshach also l'kol adarus. Ki b'mon ne'amar v'tal shichvas hatal shum b'pchinas tal shein lo hefsek. And the man, v'tal shichvas hatal, that there was this dew that fell above and below the man. And Rashi says that in the morning the covering of dew went away, and then you could see the towel. It went up. The covering of the towel went up, and then you could see the towel, this gala towel. And the internal shaykhas between the towel and the man is that one of the primary characters of towel is that towel lo me atzer. Towel has no hefsek, says the Gemara. Since it has, there's a shaykhas pnimis between the towel and the man, so man also ain't lo hefsek, like the Rebbe explained. And this tchuna, the tal that has no hefsek, is because it's a hamshacha, a locus, shenetli b'avodah saras adam lamata. As we're talking about a sarusa de la ela, it's a sarus from above, and therefore it's not tali in sarus adam, and therefore it's constant. And that's the reason the tal fell down every morning, because the inyan is, falls down every morning. His union is Hamshacha, Elokis, and Hamshacha Sadan Lufnei Abudasa Vameshach Hayom. That's what gives him Koch to Mis'orer himself, Besarusa Zalotata, to fight against the Yetzirah, the Nefesh HaBemis, to be Metaken. And we know that all Yeridas are Tzara Chaliyah, so here also, the Yeridas, Abchina El Yonash El Atal, the Tal, this holy dew that's coming down, that's Tzara Chaliyah, to give you Koch for your Avoda. So with this, he can be Metari, it's what we asked at the beginning of the Maimer. Why did the man have to be hachana to man Torah? And if a man nemrat v'ayom b'yom and the man in the center alech b'sarasim lo, that it was given every day in order to test you if you're going in my Torah or not. And then he say on his isha yosim imenu ad boker kemru chazal ki mishish lo pas b'sal of a doig ala mochur mekatni amon ashu b'chinas katnas. And he say on his not to leave it over till the next day, because I'll say if you have bread in your basket and you're worried about tomorrow, you're lacking your small amuna. That's b'chinas katnas. In other words, a person magia bebchinos and madregos and amuchos beshtalshalos shezeu bechinas katnas. In other words, somebody who's doeg ala mochar, if he's going to have food, it's a proof that he's connected to lower levels of a locus that are bechinas gvul and tzimtzum, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is lamalam and azman. Lagabi bechinas zu shalamalam and azman ein makom klal lidog alein shalamacha. What are you worrying about tomorrow for? Tomorrow, because you're limited by time, but you want to go connect to Hashem. He's above time. And that's the nisayin of the man. As we explained, the man is a sarusa de la eila. A madrega shena sarusa la tati yachol agil l'sham. The sarusa la tati can't get there. That was a madrega for locus that's below gvul l'malam in as man. And the nisayin is a person can be miskasher to connect to this madrega or not. Can you connect to beli gvul? Can you connect to being above time? And the expression of this is, are you going to leave it over or not? If you're not going to leave it over, then you're connecting to above time. You're not worried about tomorrow. If you're worried about tomorrow, you're connected to time. You're limited by time. Basically, we can explain why dafka ideni sain shalama they can be makabel the Torah. First, Rabbeinu explains what's hayelich b'sarasi. He should have said, as he asked at the beginning of the Maimer, hayekayim torasi. So he explains that the inyanim of the osius haTorah is a hamshacha milamala lamata mior hasobev, as we explained earlier at length in a previous year. It's just like their osios haTorah that's called susim zucharim, so to their susim nekevim. In other words, those are the asvanukvin, the female letters. And we explain that the asvanukvin is hamshachas orad hamemela. That's malchus, that's peh, that's this world. But there are also asvanukvin that are coming from come to the or hasovev. And the meaning is osios haTfila, not hamshachas or hasovev lamatel ha'alas ha'adam, not drawing down the light from the or hasovev, but rather elevating man from down here to above, to come to the Ein Sof. That's the inyan of Ha'Allah, is Shaykh to Bechinas Nekeva, because it's Bechinas Makabel. That's what the Ha'Allah is. It wants to, it's lower down, and it wants to connect to what's up high. And that's Bechinas Nekeva. Therefore it says in the Pasuk, Eilech B'Sarasi, to teach us that there's a tzarech ba'avodas halicha, milamala lamata, lamata lamala, to go from above to below, and from below to above. That's where Rabbeinu writes, "Aval lios ayelich b'sarasi b'chinas halicha malamata malamal malamata b'sarasi b'osios haTorah." Because there are osios haTorah that go from above to below. That's what we explained at length. That's ayelich b'sarasi. In other words, this man represents the osios that come down from above to below, and also there's susim nekevos, like it says in Sefer Yetzira, and that's b'chinas going from down below to above, and that's ayelich b'sarasi. And that's what the man is about. The man connects to, it comes down from above. Right? So that's the, on one hand, it's constant. That's the Sarusa de la Eila. Right? That's Vatal Shechvas Atal. Bchinas Tal Shein Lo Hefsik. So there's Shaychas between the Tal and the Mun. There's always Tal, there's always Mun. So therefore, just like the Tal constant, so too the Mun is constant. Just like the Tal is the Sarusa de la Eila. So it's coming from above always, so too the Mun. And the other, the Mun is also the Sarusa de la Tata. Because there's Morad Hatal. That's a Yerida L'Tzarech Aliyah, to elevate the Neshama. And so too the Man is coming down in order that we should go up, and we should be Mekablam. That's the Susim Nekevis. And we do that by not leaving it over, and knowing that it's going to come from Hashem, and you don't have to worry about it. So, why do we have to have the Nisayan of the Man before Kabbalah Satorah? Because Tachs Matan Torah is Ayelich B'Torasi Hamshach Mi'or HaSoviv Alol Or HaSoviv. It's the Hamshach from the Or HaSoviv down and then going up to the Or HaSoviv. Another Skashris La'alokus, not B'Bchinas Katnus, but to understand Shalamala Minyan Azman V'Agbalah to come to the B'china that is above time, and therefore you needed the Nisayin of the Man not to be Katni Hamana, which is connected to a locus shebchinas katnus aydesh dogam alamachar, connecting to Hashem in a small way, because you're worrying about tomorrow. L'chein sarich lichya elios tvayom biyomo b'choyam yimenecha kechadoshim kinari si v'gam zakanti sarich shalolam amru. Hashem kein kami kuchabrichu mika zikna. Since the union of the Torah is a skashrus lo hasoviv, in other words, the locus lamalam together is man legamrei, we understand why the esek haTorah has to be b'chol yom yivinecha kachadashim, because that's shayich, that there should be a difference between the reason it's shayich that there's a difference in your kiyum haTorah the first time and the later times is when there's a gedur of zman and hagbalah. But if you're above zman and hagbalah, then it's b'chol yom yivinecha kachadashim, then it's always new. That's the Dvarayom B'Yomo. It's always a new thing. That's the Man and that's Torah. And that's what we understand in the Gemara. Pasuk says, Sar Shel Olam Amar, Na'am Risi Kam Zekanti Manam Re'u Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Mika Zikne Kam El Shemam Nasar Olam Amar. So this Gemara says that this Pasuk, Na'am Risi Kam Zekanti, is the Sar Shel Olam, not Hashem, because Hashem doesn't get old. And the Pnimius is that there are Shinuyim, there are changes of youth and old age, of Katnas and Zikna. That's the Sar Shel Olam. In other words, that locus, which is Bechinas Katnus and Shaykh to the world, but the Yoras Sovev, Shalamalam Bikidra Alamas, there's no Shinu at all. The Lachain, any Adam Lotis Bana, any Adam Haino Einai Chionim, Shubachinas Listakala Biyakar de Malka. And on this Avoda of Iskashris to the Yoras Sovev, it says that any Adam Lotis Bana, the eyes of a person are not satisfied. When a person looks with his Seichel, Biyakar de Malka, the glory of the king, and the Yoras Sovev, where there's no Gidre's Man Vishinuyim, so he's never going to feel Soveya. He's always going to be with the same chiyus, with the same slavos like the first time. Ene adam lo tispana. It's never going to be satisfied. He's always going to have this new chiyus, this new excitement. That's the enai chionim pasuk in Shir Shirim. That's looking at the yakar demalka, the glory of the king. And that's the mashmos enai chionim, that the estaklus of a person is like the birds. The doves look at each other. Shemor ba'avosam, they look at each other with the same slavos. They say, oh, they're like two doves. They're in love. Right, so that's the same as Slavas, they're always looking at each other. So too, the Einayich Yonim is to be able to look at Hashem always with the same as Slavas. And that's what we're supposed to do in Avodas HaTefillah, that you're never saveya. And v'zeh w'inyan aman, shebuchinas tal elyon, buchinas inyan Hashem lo shinisi, shelamala me'azman. And that's the inyan of the man. The madrega of the man is lamala me'medida v'hagbalu lamala me'shinui. It's above limits and it's above change. And therefore, the man was every day. As Rabbeinu writes, "Lachin aman nimshach mitalei and shibuchinas zrusa delei l'shinas zrusa deltati megasham v'buchinas ani avay lo shinisi." That the man comes from the tal elyon, which is buchinas zrusa deleila. Kadosh Baruch Hu's esaros from above, and there's no esaros from below, and that's buchinas ani avay lo shinisi l'malah buchinas zman. Therefore, the yirida had to be dvarayom biyomo shemischadish midiyom l'malah me'azman buchinas zman. Since came to nimshach buchinas shalamalah me'azman imkene in shayich. It's above time, so you can't have man from today that came from yesterday, because then it's coming b'chinas as man. It's always a new hamshacha b'makor, and therefore it's constantly being mischadish, because there's no, it's not shayach to time. It doesn't, it's not shayach to yesterday. It has to come down anew every day. You can't live on yesterday's, because it's always a new hamshacha. So malame as man. And based on this, we can understand why the man didn't fall on Shabbos. And the Nekudas Habir is that Shorash Haman is Maidrega Lamala Migvul Gamre. And nevertheless, it goes into Olam Hazah Hamukpa. And therefore, you read this Haman, Lamata is Bechinas Cyrus. Like the Or HaSovei Bishas Matan Torah, that was Derech Cyrus. Like we said, it's like the hair that's connected to the Mochim, but it's not actually part of the Mochim, but it's a Nitzot, it's a spark, it's a light from the Mochim. And so too, Torah is a spark from the Ein Sof, it's that light from the Ein Sof, and that was Mizgala in Bishas Matan Torah. That's the Or HaSovei, that was Mizgala Bishas Matan Torah. But on Shabbos, there's an Aliyos HaOlamos. The Olamos are going up to their source. And therefore, the Hamshacha doesn't have to be the Bechinas Cyrus. As Rabbeinu writes, V'lechena yom lo simtzu basod, today you're not going to find it in the field. Tzadeh Bechinas Olam, V'ktobas lamal lamata mizroch marav tzofim bedorim. So the field, you're not going to find it in the field. That's Olam Hazeh. And those are the Ktobas, these are the directions, north, south, east, west, up, down. So then you're not going to find it on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu hayom l'Hashem. Shabbos hayom l'Havoya. Shem b'chinas shem Havoya hu gam kein b'chinas Shabbos chozal l'makara. That Shabbos is going back to the source. That's a higher madriga. It's tisanik al Hashem. On Shabbos a person is metanel mekabel tanik aluku b'chinas shalemala mishem Havoya. Shem Havoya is midal shem mahabe the olamos. And on Shabbos, creating the world. And on Shabbos, you're going sanik al Hashem, above the shem Havoya. Because on Shabbos, the Hashpah M'chinas Havaya Olam Chelos Makor goes back to the source, so everything goes back even higher than the Shem Havaya, and Memela, it's not the light isn't shining Derech Tzimtzum, like it says Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. Ki Lamata Yesh B'chinas Panav M'chinas Achrayim Hashem Ken Kishitza Hashem Panav Shem M'chinas Achrayim Kal. Down here, there's front and there's back, there's good and there's bad. But Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, that when you're in the world of Havaya, so there's no Achrayim at all. There's no dark at all. There's no negative at all. Therefore, eat it today. Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people, eat it today. Because Dargis Haman is the Or HaSoviv Kol Almin. That on Shabbos it's revealed in the world without any tzimtzum. And not b'derech Cyrus, Machmas Aliyos HaOlamos. Zechilas Haman b'Shabbos is above, without any tzimtzum, without any helim. Hashem ken b'chol. Man Yorid bin Islabish, as Moshe said, Echlu Ayam Shabbos Yom Lashem. That's the Achila Sobanavsha, that's just the good, that's the pure good without any ra. That's the Karas L'Shabbos Onik. It's pure pleasure. Abba B'chol, Hagam Shinim Shachatal, Bread Zatal Menachal Laila, Mechinez Ketzosa Versisei Laila, Kvutzosa Bechinez Cyrus. Kamok, so it says, Rosh Roshinim Latal Kivtzotzav Rasisei Laila. So that means that the Bechinas Tal, which is the man, Nimsa B'Taharosa Madrigasa Gavo Bechinas Harosh Shalamala. Hainu Shalamala Blitzin Tzum Ha'alamas. That the head, there's no Ha'alamas at the head, the top, above. But Yuridasa Lamala is Derech Bechinas, the Cyrus, the hair, the curls of the hair, Kivtzotzav. And these are the tzimtzumim, without which the Olam HaMukba wouldn't be able to be makabel. But above is without tzimtzum. And that's like the Gilu B'Shas Matan Torah, which is B'chinas Cyrus. Aval b'shavas v'tal shichvas hatal shehaya b'yom. But on Shabbos it's v'tal shichvas hatal. In other words, the mon, tal and the mon, went back to the source. The malamei atzimtzum shel asayrus musachol. So there's a difference between achilas amon on Shabbos and achilas amon during the week. On Shabbos it went out, it went back to the shorash. So the pnimius halamos, there's a difference. The hashpos haruchnios and hamshachos dregos pnimius v'gvoa belokos, that's Shabbos. That things come from a deeper place, from a higher place. But the more chitzoni things on Shabbos are the same. The ruchnius on Shabbos is coming from a deeper place. And that's why the man isn't falling on Shabbos. But the other chiyus of all the other gashmias is happening on Shabbos. Only the man didn't fall on Shabbos. Other hashpos of this world, lias ki b'chinas lios amos v'shabbos, they rock pnimus halamos. All the pnimus halamos are going up. So therefore, the man is it's not coming down anymore because the pnimus halamos were going back to the source and to the pnimus, and therefore the man it's not coming down to us. The other hashpos and the chitzonius halamos are coming down to us, but in the pnimus halamos, those hashpos are not coming down. Everything's going back to the source. In the middle, there's no man. The other hashpos come from the Yitzonis halamas, from the mazalos, from the sar, mashen ken aman. Just finish up. In other words, during the week they're tzimtzumim. During the week, it's Bechinas Cyrus. And therefore, the man is coming down that way. But on Shabbos, there's no Tzimtzumim. On Shabbos, we're back in the world of Pnimius, and the man isn't coming down. Adarabba, we're going up. Our world is going up on Shabbos, and there are no Tzimtzumim. And it's all good, and it's all pure, and it's all holy, and that's also Bechlal. Our achilah on Shabbos is all coming from a place of kedusha. That's why, as any on Shabbos, to eat, you're hungry or not hungry. The story of Tzvi Yehuda Cook, one of his talmidim was eating, and he, on Shabbos at his house, he was pushed away his plate. The rabbi said, "What are you pushing away your plate for?" He said, "I'm full, I'm not hungry anymore." So Tzvi Yehuda said, "Who eats on Shabbos because they're hungry?" He said, "Afka." Tzvi Yehuda used to eat very, very little during the week, but come Shabbos, he would mamish pack it in, because you see in the svarim of the rabbi that the achilah on Shabbos is all pure, all holy. And that's, we have it back then in the month. But even today, a little bit of that, it's coming from the previous halamas, from the Kedusha. And therefore, it's a beginning of eating. The month is coming from a very high place, from this Bechinas Tal, but again, it's only Bechinas Cyrus. Because it's coming from a place that's above Ishtalshalos, cause and effect, Ila Ba'olu. And therefore, it's only Bechinas Cyrus. Like Matan Torah, also is the same idea as the man. It's also coming. Havayim Mitzayisli Misar. It's coming out of the Sar. Right? The Kaddish Baruch Hu offered it to Esav. And then that's where it's coming from. It's coming from Sar. That's where the Torah. It's coming from this Sar, from the Cyrus, because it's the light from the Ora Sovev. Other Hashbos have Ishtalshalos Ilav Olu. And because that's in the world of Chitzonius. And there's no difference between Shabbos and the weekday. But in the month, there's difference between Shabbos and the weekday. Because the Chitzonius Halamas don't have Aliyah on Shabbos, but the Pnimius Halamas do. And Shabbos, Shabbos Yom Lashem. And during the week it's Dechina Cyrus, but on Shabbos there's no Cyrus because Cyrus is Tzimtzumim. On Shabbos there's no Tzimtzumim. So this was a very, very tief Maimer. And I still haven't found a Maimer in the Torah or the Likutei Torah that's not tief. So we should be Zochem Yitzhak Hashem to continue and see more and more Niflos Miteres Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friend.